Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. Well, y'all, 24 hours into the big day, into the big 46 hits me. And not only is it the big 46, it's the 1 year anniversary to the startup of my podcast. So I've got a lot of things to celebrate these days. Anyways, though, y'all, I really want to do something different today. So bear with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. Stay focused. Stay engaged. That is all I asked you for this morning, okay? So I really want you to take a moment and try to figure out what this peace look like for you. And not just any peace, inner peace. I'm not talking about going to the gym, having a 1 hour, 2 hour workout session alone is peaceful. I'm not talking about a car ride alone, listen to your best 70s and 80s jams, because I know y'all got them, and maybe even 90s, all right? I'm not talking about that type of peace. I'm talking about inner peace. What does that look? And what does that feel like? Because I get the notion that a lot of us know what peace should look like, what it should feel like, and how it impacts us. But I don't know if you really know how deep inner peace really is for us. So I want you to take a moment, take a couple seconds, maybe a minute. I'm gonna get silent here so you can think about it. What does inner peace sounds like and look like for you? That's enough. I'm still with y'all. Don't think I left y'all thinking and I walked away. So what does inner peace feel like for you? And I hope you was able to come up with something, or to at least analyze what that might mean for you. And just as a recap for yesterday's podcast, if you didn't check it out, it's called Finding Self-Value for Yourself. And that podcast goes really deep about finding value within. So if you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast episode, I would encourage you, when this one is done, to go listen to that one. But on to the big stuff. Don't stop. Get on to the big stuff. Don't stop till you get it on. Come on to the big stuff. I got a little Michael Jackson in me sometime, y'all. So today's episode is about finding your inner peace. When I was a lot younger, I had a lot of good things going for myself. But where I would go wrong at is that I would be like, I got a great paying job. I'm a manager at work. I'm definitely building my career at this job. Things are going great. And then I would take a great moment and turn it into a spoiler alert. Like, hey, you've got this going great, but this sucks for you. And then all the greatness, how I just put myself on the pedestal to find inner peace, I just shot it down with something that is not bringing me inner peace. And so if you're that type of person, I get it. I know where you're coming from. I understand. I can relate, right? Because I feel like a lot of us do this. We look at what's going great to eliminate negativity in our life. But as soon as we validate the things that are great, we downplay it by saying, but this is not great, right? Now you're comparing apples to apples. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you what that does. When you do that, you kill your inner peace. Every moment, a second, you have to congratulate yourself on something that's going great, you devalue it. Don't do that. Stop doing that. If you're excited about something, ride that roller coaster ride for 2 minutes until the ride is over. And then when the seatbelt comes off, go back to reality. Now, am I saying think of all the bad things that are not going in your life? No, I'm not. You can think about the things that are not great in your life, but don't ruminate on them too long. Find the inner peace with things that are going great. So the question is why is inner peace important? What's the big deal with finding inner peace? Coach James, why do I need to find inner peace? I feel fine. Well, inner peace, when you find it, it's important because it renders happiness in life. You know, y'all, there's a such thing of living a happy, healthy lifestyle. And it really puzzles me and bothers me that people just step over happiness in life like it's just nothing. Like it's impossible. It just can't happen. Yes, it can. You can live a happy life with a lot of problems. Just like you can live a happy life with a lot of good things to happen, you can do the same thing. Don't devalue your inner peace with something that's going great in your life. So inner peace is important because it renders happiness in your life. It also cures fear, right? When you find inner peace, you're not as fearful when it comes to making decisions. You're not as fearful when it comes to living life. You're not as fearful to take the next step because you know at the end of the day, you've got to take that step. No matter how scary it is, no matter how much fear it causes you, you know you've got to take that step. But when you have inner peace, it helps cure fear. You're not as fearful if you have inner peace. And if you don't believe me, try it. It's like a Lay's. No one could just have one, but you got to try it, right? Trust the process. Inner peace is also important because it eliminates self-doubt. If you eliminate self-doubt, you build self-confidence. That's a really good phrase right there. You eliminate self-doubt, you increase self-confidence. It's really what it comes down to. Finding your inner peace is very important to life. If you want to live happy, you want to live healthy, you want to live a different lifestyle, find inner peace. People tell me all the time, they reach out to me, Coach James, I don't like my life. Coach James, something's got to change. Coach James is just not going great. You know what I tell them? Go find yourself. Find your inner peace. Because when you do that, you find a lot in life. You find happiness. You find healthiness. Or healthier, whatever comes first, right? So finding your inner peace is very important. And I know the next question. So I got you. You don't even got to ask. I got you. I know your question. You're going to say, Coach James, since you're talking about inner peace, how do I find inner peace? Because help me, brother, because I can't find it. Well, I'm going to tell you if you let me talk, shoot. How do you find inner peace? Identify your issues. Identify your issue or issues. Let's be real, y'all. Some of us got an issue and some of us got issues. If you got an issue, fix it. If you got issues, fix them. It's the same resolution. Fix your issues. Can you fix all your issues? Maybe not, but you can work on them. My perfect example, you got an issue with somebody in your family. You go to talk to them. I'm drinking chai tea again today, y'all. And I'm loving it. Chai tea is great. So back to my point. You have an issue with someone in the family, maybe even a friend. You go to talk to them. You share your heart. You share your emotions. You share your feelings. You spill the pork and beans with hot dogs in them. Hey, that's a good combination. Pork and beans and hot dogs. Don't knock until you try it. But anyways, you go to this person and you really, really share yourself with them. And they find every way to tell you that your apology isn't accepted. They don't understand your emotions and they don't understand your feelings. They don't try to even relate to you. So when I say fix issues or work on them, sometime I just gave the example of sometime how it's going to play out. And let me tell you this. Don't hold on or don't cry over spilled milk. Everybody is not going to forgive you. Everybody doesn't want to be in your charade show. They don't. They just don't want to play along with you trying to fix your life because they're not fixing their life. Some people work this way. If they're unhappy, they want you to be unhappy. I said what I said. It's the truth. And so my point to you, when you go to fix your issues or you try to resolve them, don't look for everybody to jump on the boat with you, because some people just aren't going to do it because they know you are looking for happiness. And if they're unhappy, they're not going to allow you to be happy. So what are they going to do? You can't fix your issue with me. We still have an issue. Y'all know my favorite words. Move along. Move along. Understand that. Let that be what it is. You said what you had to say. There's nothing else for you to do but to move on. There's something else for you to do. Don't go backwards. Don't start replaying the past in your mind. You've already said your sorries. You've already said where you went wrong. You've already shared your heart. Don't go backwards. If someone is not willing to forgive you or someone is not willing to accept your apology, unfortunately, it sucks, but you gotta move on. For years, y'all, for years, I carried this horrible feeling about how I cheated on my ex-wife. I carried it horribly. I tried to apologize. I tried to say I was sorry. Several occasions. Several times. She was not hearing my apology or accepting it, which is okay. Right? Not okay for her, but okay for me. Because after so long went by, I realized, like, everyone is not going to accept your sorry. Just move on, James. Let it quit holding you back. Don't go backwards. Don't replay the past in your mind. Move forward. And that's what I did. And when I moved forward, I started feeling better about myself. There was no more imaginary hurdles as to why I couldn't be happy tomorrow. So sometimes when you go to fix or resolve an issue, it can't be fixed at the moment. So back to the original question. How do you find inner peace? Identify your issue or issues. Fix or resolve the issue or issues. Don't go backwards. Don't go replaying it back in the past. That movie is already played out. Don't hit rewind, whatever you do. Let's talk about some strategies for inner peace. Some things you can do for yourself so you don't lose your inner peace. Because we still live in a world that's so stressful. We live in a world that is so negative. And you've got to do these little small things every day consistently to make sure that you can keep your inner peace. I do these things and they work for me, y'all. So definitely don't knock them. Try them. Stress reliever. What's your stress reliever? What is it? You all, as an adult, know what is a stress reliever. Getting drunk, getting high is not a stress reliever. Now, I will say that sex is a stress reliever. when you're in the moment, when the friction is going, when the friction is moving, right? It's peaceful. It's stress reliever. But as soon as you're done, some of that negativity comes right back. So sometimes sex might not be your cure. Although I do view sex as a stress reliever, right? So I'm not saying that don't use sex as a stress reliever. It can definitely be that, but it's usually in the moment. And when you get done, those thoughts are still running, right? But also I'll know that just because you want sex for a stress reliever doesn't mean a person you with is going to give you sex to relieve your stress. You got to be okay with that. I'm just saying that for the record. Physical fitness. Go for a walk. Go for a jog. You know, a lot of people used to be like, Coach James, I used to be in the fitness training, which I still am now. I just don't have any clients lined up. But when I was in the physical fitness, my clients would be like, Coach James, I don't have time to go to the gym. I'm not telling you to go to the gym to be physically fit. You can go for a walk, a run, a jog. There's at-home workout videos. There's YouTube videos. Come on now. There's Billy Blanks. Y'all know who Billy Blanks is? Come on, man. Billy Blanks still got tapes out there. Or DVDs, at least. So there's things you could do at home to be physically fit. My wife's a Goodwiller, and she goes to Goodwill a lot. And, of course, right, she's a Goodwiller. But she bring home this workout equipment that she paid almost nothing for. And we have a mini super gym, is the way I'll put it. Because the things that she had found there, but listen to me. My point is, y'all, is that you can go and buy these things online at Goodwill where you can be physically fit at home. It doesn't say you got to go to the gym. But I am saying for a stress reliever, you need to be physically fit. You need to do something for fitness, something that pushes the mindset, something that renders self-discipline. Peaceful environment. Come on, man. You got to find a peaceful environment, like a library. It's peaceful in a library. It's quiet there. But you know what, y'all? Sometimes you can't be in a peaceful environment because the people you live with just aren't peaceful people. Reality. The people you live with just aren't peaceful. They're dramatic. They like stress, chaos, and you don't want that no more. You changed from that. You want a peaceful environment. You know, y'all, the older I got and the older I get is the word I should say. The older I got and the older I get, I just want nothing but peace in my life. I don't want no dramatics. I don't want no disagreements. I don't want to argue with nobody. I don't want to be into it with nobody. I don't. That's too much energy, too much negative energy. It wears you down. It makes you look old. Find a peaceful environment and you will see the difference in your life. I use this method, y'all, when I'm thinking of something just horribly bad or I'm not able to find my inner peace. It's the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Whatever it is on your mind that you're thinking about that just keeps popping up, soon as you feel it, soon as you hit your thought waves, your thought patterns, or your brain waves, however you see it, 5-4-3-2-1. New positive thought. Give me an example. Wake up in the morning. Had a disagreement with your significant other last night. You wake up thinking about it. First thing in the morning. Oh my God, that was a bad argument. Wait. 5-4-3-2-1. Today is going to be a great day. We're not going to argue. I'm going to make dinner. We're going to watch a movie. Blah, blah. See how that works, y'all? The 5-4-3-2-1 method is taking a negative thought and turning it into a positive thought. That's all it is. These are strategies for peace, stress relievers, being physically fit. Put yourself in a peaceful environment. And my 5-4-3-2-1 method. Try them. They work. Every day. I use them every day. Hey, to my listeners, just want to give y'all a shout out. Thank y'all for listening. I know y'all going to send me a bunch of birthday gifts, and I always tell everybody I wear a 3430 in jeans, and I'm a medium in shirts. Yes, I said it's medium. Don't laugh at me. That's what I wear, y'all. So if you want to send me something and it's clothes, that's my size. Oh, my shoe size is 10. So, but thank you to my listeners. Welcome to the brand new listeners. Hey, if y'all have not subscribed to the podcast yet, do so on whatever platform you own. Make sure you leave comments. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know how you like the podcast. Was it good? Was it not good? I need to know. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day, every day. There's James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide or harming yourself and harming someone else, please call 988, which is a suicide prevention hotline. Hey, y'all, if you're interested in talking to me, I got my 30-minute consultation for $50. Send me an email. It's jewatki1@gmail.com. Also, list my email in the body of the podcast description if you need to find it, all right? And as always, say, y'all, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's my decision, y'all. Peace!